Fresh stimulus from major governments still isn't enough to boost investor confidence. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Another global market slump as worries grow about how businesses will survive widespread coronavirus lockdowns. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has a look at the numbers.
Japan's Nikkei shed 1.7%, even after reports of a higher-than-expected trade surplus in February. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down nearly 2%. In Europe, France, Germany and the UK are all down between 2 and 3% in early morning trade. Meanwhile, France will introduce an emergency budget Wednesday, which is said to include $50 billion in spending. It was a brutal February for Europe's car makers, as new vehicle registrations dropped more than 7%. And on Main Street, British grocery stores are bringing in measures like appointment-based shopping to help older and vulnerable shoppers.
The BBC's Stephen Ryan reporting from his home office. Are you working from home? How's it going? More importantly, how's your internet holding up? A huge investment in fiber here in the UK means the majority of this country is covered by super fast broadband. But even here at the BBC, we've noticed it's become a little more challenging to connect with people we interview who are also now working from home. So is the infrastructure coping? Professor Izzet Darwaza is Chair of Communications Engineering at University College London.
I think demand can be handled depending, though, on the type of work that people are going to do from home. So if everyone's going to use video conferencing all at the same time, then we might have few problems.
Is it just that work networks have a bigger capacity than the ones that we use at home?
That is absolutely correct.
And so those just get jammed up, basically, when all of us are overloading it from home. If we have two or three people at home trying to video conference and access email and download files.
That will jam your local connection. Now, if your local connection is good in a place with good infrastructure anywhere in the world, then there's no problem. There's a lot of capacity. If, however, you are in an area which does not have good provision, then you're going to suffer once more people use this network. So rural areas in the UK, for example.
Do you think telecoms companies will work to upgrade their infrastructure after the COVID-19 outbreak is over?
I think there's a lot of work on upgrading the infrastructure already going worldwide. Again, it depends how rich a network is, how rich a country is. But yes, I think they are going to look at this very carefully and see how good the provision is. Also, one of the provisions of the network is not just the broadband, but also the 4G and soon to be 5G networks. China, for example, seem to have done very well with big connectivity, while most of its people are working from home now or watching things at home. They have a 5G network in many places, and they reckon hundreds of millions of people, for example, in China, watched this new hospital that was built in 10 days or so. They watched it live as it was being built. So that puts a lot of demand on the network. And it seems that this worked well.
Professor Izzet Darwaza at the University College London, thank you.
Pleasure talking to you.
Keep calm and carry on. Since World War II, that's been a mantra the British have uttered proudly in the face of adversity. But with the global COVID-19 pandemic spreading throughout this country and forcing nations in mainland Europe into lockdown, carrying on is getting harder for businesses to do. I ventured out to one London restaurant trying to find its footing in this new reality. Chefs at Parlour, a pub in northwest London near Notting Hill, are busy prepping for dinner service. This kitchen, though, is about to fall silent. That's because, at the government's advice, customers are staying home rather than eating out in the hope of preventing further spread of COVID-19. That means owner and chef Jesse Dunford Wood is facing a tough decision about the future of his business.
We've got to cut staff, be vigilant on our stock levels with drink and food. I've got to take a hit. They've got to take a hit. The suppliers will have to take a hit. Maybe we just kind of press pause on Friday and then we'll press play again when everyone's clear again.
Jesse isn't alone. Britain's hospitality industry accounts for about $130 billion of the nation's economic output. But the last 10 days have been brutal. Industry group Hospitality UK, which represents 700 of those pubs, hotels, and restaurants, says businesses have taken in 60% less money than usual and customer visits have plunged 40%. On Tuesday, the British government ripped up an emergency budget just 6 days old and unveiled a more robust plan to fight what it calls an economic emergency. It includes nearly $400 billion worth of loans, $24 billion in aid, property tax relaxation for all businesses, and grants for pubs and retailers. Carolyn Fairburn, Director General of the Confederation of British Industry, welcomes the news.
This is a serious and massive package of measures. I mean, loans going out at that scale into business is a good thing. The challenge is to get them out of the door, and banks need to work on that.
Some businesses say they're worried about the new loan offer because it requires them to take on more debt in an already difficult period. Fairburn said more needs to be done to offer immediate support.
There are some very large tax bills hitting companies in the next few weeks, and so seeing if they could be cancelled or deferred will help people stay in jobs and help businesses keep their employees.
Despite the uncertainty and turmoil facing the industry, Parlors owner Jesse Dunford Wood is trying to keep calm.
You hear about people losing lots of product. I'm just lucky I'm not in the fish business, because that's something that you need to get rid of immediately. We will succeed, we will survive, and we will get through this with true British grit.
In the meantime, Jesse and his team are taking one day at a time until they can't carry on. Well, British businesses doing what they can, while shoppers in South Korea are helping farmers overloaded with stock. One farm group is offering 22 pounds of potatoes for just $4 in free shipping. That's a third of grocery store prices. The mantra, eat clean potatoes, knock out the coronavirus. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.